very mysterious.
It's very mysterious.
It's a question that we don't have a good answer, to.
Well, that is the ultimate question.
Now, that is tricky.
The more you look at quantum physics, the more mysterious and wondrous it becomes.
The question is, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
All of this really is just a great illusion.
Are people affecting the world of reality that they see? You betcha they are.
What is reality?
What is reality?
Have you ever thought about what thoughts are made of?
It is so mysterious you can't explain it.
The real trick to life is not to be in the know, but be in the mystery. Ponder that for a while.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Tall Cat Psychic 101 on Station 1. The Tall One is in the house. Yeah, baby. Every other Monday evening, I aspire to inspire you. Live and unplugged, I offer teaching, guests, and on-air readings. The intro you were just listening to is the trailer to the amazing movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? If you have not seen it, you can rent it. This is a documentary hybrid-type movie that will rock your world, baby. The thing I loved about What the Bleep was the questions. Great questions lead to great thoughts. So, what the bleep do we know about guides, angels, ETs, and how far down that rabbit hole do we want to go? Questions are what many individuals have about the concept of angels, ETs, and guides. Even if you have had an experience with one of these beings from another dimension, you most likely still have questions about the subject. And that's because it's all part of the big picture of quantum weirdness, the relationship between us and non-physical beings. It was Fred Allen Wolf who said, "Don't strive to be in the know, strive to be in the mystery." That's the trick to life, he says. Don't you love that quote? Too many people, these non-physical beings, seemingly don't fit in our technological world, yet there are documented cases and mounting solid evidence of miraculous and or ordinary interactions with unseen non-physical beings. At the same time this traditional world system disintegrates, and it is, a new one is being birthed. Meanwhile, more and more documented cases of contacts with non-physical beings of all types are coming about and becoming more obvious. Could it be there is interest in this crazy little planet we call Earth from higher dimensions or other star systems? Before we go down the rabbit hole, I'm going to take a moment to introduce myself to any new listeners that we might have. I'm Karen Tallcat Conley. I'm a third-generation psychic medium. I was a nurse for 20 years before I began a full-time practice as a teacher, psychic medium, and radio show host. I created Tallcat Psychic 101 to bring you a balanced, grounded, practical way to grow into and apply spiritual understanding to real life without getting lost in New Age philosophy. I would like everyone to be able to trust their vibes. Your vibes are one of your greatest assets, and everyone is wired to do it. I have an incredible guest lined up for April 27th. I have to touch on this because he's pretty darn amazing. If you have interest in remote view, if you have interest in future trends connected with the direction of humanity or the research side of PSI, you won't want to miss this guest. You're going to meet Stephen A. Swartz, one of the world's foremost researchers in human consciousness. He is an expert on the practical applications of remote viewing and other aspects of human functioning. In case you don't know what remote viewing means, it is the ability to experience or touch base with any person, place, thing, or event, past, present, or future, even if it is hidden. What I like about Stephen Swartz is that, unlike many remote view teachers, Stephen states that remote view can be learned in like 5 minutes. Now, I know this to be true because I've seen many of my students perform accurate, documented, accurate remote view and telepathy in my classes on their first attempt, and some of them were skeptics. So I believe him completely when he states that remote view can be learned in 5 minutes. Stephen has one of the most interesting lives and beautiful stories to share. He was the research director for the Mobius Society, which is a laboratory that carried out scientific research in remote viewing, creativity, therapeutic intent, and other areas of human performance. As a special agent for research and analysis to the Chief of Naval Operations, he wrote speeches for political figures, the Chief Naval Officer and the President of the United States. He was project director for an expedition to Alexandria. Get this. He went to Alexandria, Egypt, where he used remote view to uncover shipwrecks from several centuries and to discover the palace of Mark Antony and the lighthouse of the pharaohs. When we meet with Stephen on April 27th, we're going to discuss how he can also confirm the reality of communication at a distance using rigorous scientific methods, and we'll learn about the trends he talks about that he considers vital to the direction that humanity is headed. So that's April 27th, 6 p.m. PDT, right here on Tallcat Psychic 101. Dude, be there or be square. Now, the lines are open for calls throughout the show, so I want you to feel free to call in for a sample reading, or to make a comment on this topic, or to share a story about your contact with a guide angel or ET. Let your fingers do the walking. It's 888-815-9756 or 877-876-5227. You won't be interrupting me when you call, because I can get right back on topic after we chat. So, what do you guys think? Have you ever wondered if there are beings interested in the progress of our lives, spiritual or otherwise? Do you really believe we can contact such beings at will? In what ways might we connect? If you've got a question about it, give the Tall Cat a call. Let your fingers do the walking. I'll be happy to talk to you. It just isn't the same if I don't talk to my listeners during the show. So get ready for an adventure into the world of other dimensions and the civilizations that live there. Speaking of other dimensions, someone once said, if you ever get discouraged with your progress here on the Earth plane, just remember that you succeeded in making a trip down 6 other dimensions of light reality simply for the exciting experience of expansion right here. One way to explain other dimensions, which before I knew this, I wondered, like, where are the other dimensions? Are they like folded within time? Are they inside the earth? Are they above the earth, below the earth? Are they in our imagination? Where are they? Well, the best answer I've ever heard about other dimensions is to explain it within the explanation of the light spectrum, which goes like this. There are 7 levels. Hertzian, which is our plane, infrared, one step above where most psychic stuff happens, visible light, ultraviolet blue, X-ray, gamma ray, and infinite unknown. Now get this. This is cool. On each level of light, whole civilizations of other beings exist. I know this is probably going to blow your mind, but the truth is other dimensions are not actually up direction or down direction, as most of us were taught in church, you know, like heaven is up and hell, of course, is down. Dimensional reality actually is more lateral. There's so much going on all at once around us, and it looks, when I glimpse it, when I've seen it, to me it looks sort of like a movie with a lot of background activity going on. You know how you see the central characters and what their exchanges are and what's going on with the main storyline, but behind them is a street scene with cars coming and going and people going in and out of stores. That is sort of how the other dimensions are. They're not exactly background, but they're on our level. Do we have a caller on the line? Hi, who am I speaking with?
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Where are you calling from?
New Hampshire.
Well, welcome, New Hampshire. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a lot going on over the next 2 months, and I was wondering if you had any insight as to what, you know, might be going on or things I should look out for.
Well, you certainly do have a lot going on. When you asked me the question, what I got was a visual of a drawer being cleaned out. You know how we sometimes get on a roll with cleaning out a drawer, and we just open the drawer and start throwing things out of it?
Uh-huh.
In other words, what I see going on in your energy field right now is a lot of rearranging, priorities changing, reorganization. And are you planning on moving?
I just moved 3 weeks ago, but it's a temporary move.
I see. Because I definitely see where you have landed right now, where you're residing, as being a touchdown spot. And it serves a good purpose for the touchdown, but it isn't your permanent location. And you would agree, wouldn't you?
Yeah. In fact, I'd be curious as to your opinion when I'll find a permanent one.
Well, you've got, you are in a period of beautiful, and it's important you see it like this, beautiful opportunity for transition. Transitions usually are connected with our expansion and in a deeper understanding of who we are and where we're going. And the direction you're heading in, my friend, is really good. If the details of the changes that are coming ever seem to waver, and they probably will, I would like you to hold on to that message from the spirit world that you are headed in a beautiful direction, no matter what it looks like. Not only beautiful, but necessary for you, isn't it?
Okay.
You've made some changes that are just flat out necessary for you. You know, for a lot of areas of your life, your spiritual growth, your prosperity, and your happiness. All of those areas are involved in these changes. So you've landed in this temporary spot, and you have in front of you, I know that you're asking specifics, but what I see in front of you is like a beautiful open road with lots of choices and experiences that are going to be different than any that you've had in the past. In fact, it seems to me that you're breaking a connection with the past. Would you agree with that?
There's a part of that that's true, yes.
Okay, that's cool. Now, are you married or you share a home with someone?
No.
Okay, so you're there by yourself. What I see in the very close future for you is a connection with another person. I don't want to pigeonhole it as a romantic connection, or it could easily be someone that you just have a lot in common with, but this person is going to travel this new road with you for a period of time, and it seems to me that you may share a living space,
okay,
and it's going to be productive for both of you. I had that happen to me when I went through a divorce some years ago. I met a person that just served that simple purpose of a place for me to stay for a while, and it was, I'm so grateful for it. It's wonderful. I also think, are you working right now?
Yes.
You thinking about changing that job?
No.
Okay. Does your job allow you to travel?
Yes.
That's what I see then, because you're not tied to this job. It's almost like you can do it from remote.
In fact, I work from home 2 days a week.
Okay, that is exactly what I see as the remote setup for you, which is a golden opportunity for you. This job is really, really a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm very blessed.
It's a blessing, girlfriend. And it's not over yet. I really see this this type of work that you're doing, greater demand for you. I also see more money coming in for you, and I'm talking within the next few months. They value you. Your employers value you. You're really doing a wonderful job. Did you know it?
Well, I just had my job review, and that was pretty much what they told me.
They love you. They love you. And how many people today are in that position? You're really in a time of transition, but everything about it is golden. It's opportunity. It's opportunity. It's growth. The next thought that you land, and I see, have you been poking around a little bit looking?
Yeah, I've been looking for quite some time. I just haven't found the right spot.
Okay, and here's the deal on that. When you're going to come across a certain place, a certain location, and this doesn't always happen. Sometimes we have to go through a lot of, yes, no, back and forth stuff. But you're going to have the blessed experience, which some people get to have, of going to look at a piece of property or a home or a location, and it's going to resonate in every way with you. In every way. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, this is it. And I do see when you get there, and that's this year, and when you settle in there, I see that being a long-term arrangement. You're going to very much love it there.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it has quite a bit of trees on the land, which is important to you, I have the feeling. The nature part of it, the connection to nature. And I also see that in back of the place where you live, I see you down the road at the end of this year somewhere, deciding to grow some food and some flowers and really connecting with the land in this location. You're going to have some interactions with some spirits that are connected with the land where you are. And everything about this particular land is meant for you to be there and for you to be safe, and everything about it rings of prosperity.
Wow, I couldn't ask for better reading.
You're on a very positive movement forward right now. So ride that baby and enjoy every minute of it, because you got it going on, my friend. Right now you're golden.
Well, I appreciate all the positive feedback, and I'll call you and let you know in a few months.
Yes, please do. Call me back again and let me know how it's happening.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So as I was saying, dimensional reality is really kind of more lateral, like it's going on all at one time sort of around us, sort of like a movie with background activity. That's about the best way I can come up with to describe it. We're simply not aware of it, at least most of the time, although sometimes we get a glimpse of it. And that's not unusual. You know, a lot of people have had a glimpse of these dimensions that are present and so close and yet so far. So we know there are other levels of life. It doesn't take a genius to believe that there is in life more than just us right here. I mean, wouldn't that be a dull idea if it was just us? I certainly wouldn't like it. Studies show that most people feel that there are technologically and spiritually advanced life forms beyond the planet and beyond our light level. So guides, angels, ETs are not only interested in us, they're not only interested in us, they are interconnected with us. And that's an important piece. Because a common misconception about angels and guides in particular is the idea that they are sort of a, some people look at them like a tool for us to make use of. Sort of like if you use a can opener. You know, like a can opener is used to get to the stuff inside the can. Or that these beings are similar to somewhat of a servant, you know, waiting for us to call on them to help us or get us out of a mess that we're in, or, you know, make things right that are not right for us in our opinion. But, nope, we cannot give them orders. These life forms are aware of these ideas that we have, and they quite easily avoid attempts to control them. Genuine, open sincerity is the very best way to connect. Instead of looking for outward signs of proof or attempting to force a physical manifestation, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you receive. I think James Gilliland said that, and I love that quote. The mind in which we seek is the mind in which we receive. The most widely mentioned form of non-physical beings, I would guess, would be the angel, and the most probably widely accepted because they are just so darn lovable. Angels are depicted in all cultures, in art, stories, movies, and even TV, Touched by an Angel. And they said that show would never make it. What did those producers know? What are angels made of? Haven't you ever thought about that? I always did as a kid. What are they made of? Do they really have wings? Ever wonder about those kind of questions? The word angel comes from the Greek word angelos, which means messenger. But they are actually far more than messengers. You know, they're not just runners with messages here and there, kind of like those guys in New York that ride the bikes and deliver a message. They're far more than that. They are a part of our human consciousness. They are representative of realms beyond thoughts and ideas. Now, the purpose of angels is to allow greater understanding and connection to the spirit world. I'm going to go on with this stuff about the angels in just a second, but I want to say again, if you want to call in to make a comment on the topic or you want a little sample reading, feel free to do it. You're not interrupting. I'm quite used to going back to topic, and I can handle it, and I enjoy hearing from my readers and readers' listeners. And when you call in, other people gain from your questions. So don't hesitate to call. 888-815-9756. 877-876-5227, and just like magic, I think there's a call. Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Linda from Tampa.
Hi, Linda from Tampa. What can I do for you?
Well, you know, I had a friend down a few weeks ago, and he had not heard your show and thought it was really nice. And
oh, good.
And I have angels all through the house. And so he said to me tonight, could you contact Karen and see if there's any messages from his angels?
Well, I have to say about your friend Bill, when I look at his energy pattern and his connection as far as angels go and non-physical beings, he is, wow, the man is very connected. How much awareness he has of this, is not the level of awareness he has of his connection is only a drop in the bucket compared to how deep it really goes. He's been very connected in other lifetimes as well as in this incarnation. His experience in coming to this earth plane in this lifetime, and I'm telling you this is coming from the spirit realms of the angelic realms and etc., his incarnation this time was sort of what I would call an optional incarnation. In fact, he is actually a very advanced, older soul. And he came back in this incarnation sort of as simply for the purpose of the words that come to me are love manifested through a physical being. He is the angelic realms consider him a very pure channel for love to flow through to many other human entities. And that is the greatest part of the reason for his incarnation in this lifetime. He's advanced through many incarnations, didn't really have to come back this time, but did it based on free will and choice to extend love outward more so for many people on this earth plane. And at this point in his life, where he is in his life experience, it doesn't matter what his age is, what his occupation is, any of the social consciousness type stuff that tells us we should be doing this or that, doesn't really apply because he is about, I have a vision of him standing on steps, moving upward on the steps, and he's getting to such a point that is a certain level that is a high level, a pure level, which is going to enable him in very practical ways. It all sounds kind of like, ooh, you know, like oh, so wonderful, he's here to spread love. But it is in very practical, hands-on ways by living his life through example, for backing up support for people in all many different ways. His presence, just being in his presence, is healing to most people. Now, and that is what's going on with him. He is extremely connected in the angelic realms. There are guides that are very much supportive of his endeavors. His guides are actually people he knew in previous incarnations that are working with him across the time-space dimension. And he doesn't have to be consciously aware of all of weird dreams or messages or anything like that. It's happening on a level that need not even really be fully conscious. Although, in his dream state, he does have contacts that are very deep and very real. Just in case he has any doubts about it, those contacts are real.
He never remembers his dreams. That's the first person he ever met.
There's a lot going on in his sleep space. He actually travels quite a bit out of the body, which is not unusual. Most of us do it. He has a lot of astral, so to speak, adventures when he's asleep. And any time he decides that he wants to know where he's been or what he's done, or he wants to know more about what goes on in that mysterious sleep space of connection with other dimensions, all he has to do is set it up before he goes to sleep, and he'll be able to recall it. It'll come back to him. His beautiful spirit is here simply to be loving and accepting of people from all walks of life. And that may sound general, but oh boy, it isn't. You know, his work is deep and meaningful, and he is extremely connected and extremely supported. And I have to say, if he's not overjoyed at that prospect, I would be surprised. Because that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, he is.
I hope you can pass it on to him, Linda.
Well, you know, his dad passed in September, and we've had so many incredible things happen, and I wondered if his dad's around him or if there's any messages, because that would give him such comfort, you know.
His father was a quiet man that lived a life of basic integrity, and his connection with Bill is unique in the fact that they communicate actually even better with his father being on the other side. It's almost like the veil or the space between the earth dimension and where his father resides doesn't exist. And the communication between these two is only going to continue to get stronger. And by the way, you know, he really wants to see you two have a ceremony of commitment.
Yes, we know.
Yes, and he absolutely will be present when that happens. He is absolutely, his daddy is crazy about you, Linda. Oh my, that man thinks you are just wonderful. Oh, I can't explain it to you. He's just delighted about knowing who you are. And these experiences that are have begun to happen between, you know, with you and Bill knowing each other, what you're having happen now is amazing, but it is going to be way more so very quickly. You guys are really going to do some amazing stuff in this world. It's no coincidence you know each other.
Okay.
Isn't that so good?
Yeah, it's like when you're talking, it's like my heart just, you know, it's got a big smile on my face. My heart's like going to, like, just fall out of my body, you know.
Yeah, it's because
he's such a good person, and I think there's so much bad news, and I'm glad that you can get on and, like, tell people good things, because we need more of that.
Oh, we so desperately need it. And, you know, what is spoken on my show and shows like mine is real, and it's meant to be a light to the world for people that don't have access in any other way to realize that there's more going on than meets the eye. And the inspirational part of it is why I'm here. People need it. I need it. I get something from it.
Well, and you have a great sense of humor, and I think that always is what we all need.
Well, you know, a friend of mine told me that I had a numerologist talk with me the other day. It was the gal that comes on before me, Allison, with Visible by Numbers, and she told me I came in with a very serious side combined with a a side that is, I want to do it my way, and also a big numbers for spirituality and psychic ability. But what she said is really cool about that combination is the serious adult side of me grounds the spiritual side. So to me, I think I packed a pretty good suitcase before I incarnated of talents.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
because, you have to have both to do what you do. And
yes.
There's many people listening, and there's many people tonight that are having tough times. And, you just have that faith. And
Yes. And so that's so important.
I believe in angels. I have angels all over my house, and I really thank you. I'm going to let him know what you said.
Please
and
do.
And he's always praying that his dad's with us, and I get signals all the time, and I'm just trying to awaken him to that a little bit. But
he's
growing into it.
His dad will keep going until he finally gets through with that boy. It's going to happen.
Yeah, he's one of eight children, and he's the favorite. And
I know.
Yeah, he's believing me now. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
I
would wake up
in the middle of the night
thing.
And dad was in the room, and I'd be like, what are you doing here? wow.
You guys are going to have so much
fun. Weird, but...
I'm so glad you called, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Okay, take care.
Take care.
Good night.
All my love.
All my love, too. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. So as I was saying, we know there are other levels of life besides us. And the most widely mentioned form of the non-physical beings is the angel. I mean, the angels, everybody, every religion, every aspect of society knows the word angel. And they're depicted, by the way, in all cultures across the board, in art, stories, movies. But what are they made of? Do they really have wings? Ever wonder about stuff like that? Well, they are far more than messengers. They're part, and this is the best description I could find, angels are a part of our human consciousness. They are representative of realms beyond thoughts or ideas. The purpose of angels is to allow greater understanding and connection to the spirit world. It is the human mind that needs to see a body and perhaps wings in form. So the light of the spirit, which all spirit is light, takes on the form of a, quote, angel, as we know them to be. In today's metaphysical world, there is a popular and well-marketed concept of the role of angels in human life that can be misleading if we aren't really careful. To some, angels have become like a hobby, an escape route, or even a way to avoid responsibility for creating the reality of your life. Some metaphysical teachers give the impression that angels speak through them to others, like you need somebody to speak for you, when the truth is, anyone can access non-physical beings of all types, not just angels, all types, without a reader or teacher guiding them, and that includes me. Quantum science teaches us that our thoughts create our reality. Based on the observer effect, life is largely up to us. We have a free will to explore, take risks, make mistakes, and gain wonderful experiences of expansion. And hello, I hear we have a caller on the line. Hello.
It's Tall Cat. And
hi.
My name is Linda, and I was born in Tampa, Florida.
Well, what do you know? I just talked with a Linda from Tampa, Florida.
I know.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if you could give me any messages from my beloved who's on the other side for 3 years now, and yesterday was our Easter anniversary, our wedding anniversary.
Oh. This is your partner of many years, is it not?
Many lifetimes. Another round.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say that what I see, particularly looking at your aura, is that the presence of your partner is with you quite a bit of the time, is it not?
Yes, all the time. Anytime.
You have a beautiful connection. In fact, what I see is that the two of you have, and this is exciting, and I hope people really get this, because I'm glad you called, because this is a good example of how it can be when a loved one goes to the other side.
Yes, and when I place it in total acceptance as my gift back to him, and it's like he's a feather in my cap.
Oh, I love that phrase. It's beautiful. What you guys have done is you fully faced the change that was coming between the two of you. And it seems to me what I can see is that the two of you made sort of arrangements on how you might communicate, correct?
Yes.
Once he was on the other side, in addition to discussing ways that you would remain in contact and connected, you have actually, the two of you have actually worked together to make alterations so that communication gets better and better, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you worked on your vocabulary and your meaning after he got to the other side. Right?
Refining.
Yes, refining it, exactly. And the good part about what you're doing with your partner, your beloved, is that you are not hung up with just what's going on with him. You're still living a full life, my friend.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful, I'm so glad you called, because I know there's probably somebody listening that needs to hear this.
Balance.
You have a beautiful example of life being eternal and connections never stopping. Love connections never end. They're eternal, just as we are eternal in our light form.
True.
Now he, what I see is, I think he actually has popped in front of you, either in pictures or to the visible eye, actually in the light form of light. Have you seen like a flash or a circle of light in a photograph?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Watch for that, because I feel that popped in for a reason. It might be at a gathering with the family where he would have really enjoyed being, or it might just be a picture somebody took. It's a phenomenon called orbs, O-R-B-S, mm-hmm. orbs.
Right.
And, you know, I have the feeling that he has shown up at family gatherings in that way. Is there a baby going to be born in your family?
No.
Okay. There's something about the image of, I get it. It's not actually a baby being born. He's describing his passing as a rebirth.
Okay.
A rebirth. And, you know, he has stepped into a whole new level of experience that he says no vocabulary that we know on this side could accurately describe what he is experiencing. I know you've touched on it with him, but what he wants to say to you, Linda, is he is having, other than being with you, the time of his life.
I totally get that.
Oh, he is loving it.
Yeah, just like he was in life. You know,
yes.
No difference. I mean,
he never missed
more.
A beat. When he stepped out of his body, oh boy, he was right there, and fully, fully ready to embrace the next plane.
Yes, it was time, and right on cue. He couldn't have orchestrated it any better.
Oh, he was so good at it. And you know, he wants to say, and this would be his message, that the way you dealt with this, your faith in the eternal part of life, your faith and your truth and your courage and your willingness to let go of him made a huge, to release him.
Yeah.
To love. You released him to love. You just didn't send him out into nothing. You released him into greater love.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Your ability to do that, which I have goosebumps all up and down,
mm-hmm.
has actually has helped him to advance like a, he has had a stellar advancement over there. He's took off like a rocket on that side. He's doing extremely well. He's with you quite often. And there is something just ahead for you. He's kind of like pointing just ahead in time. A wonderful blessing just ahead for you.
Thank goodness.
Yes, and he has something to do with it. It has something to do with practical life, like money, or something working out with the house, or some kind of a little present. So keep your eyes open for it. Isn't it so cool to know it a little bit ahead of time?
Looking for a home, you know, a permanent place. I'm in transition, just waiting
that's
for the
timing. That's it.
Right.
He's interested in you finding the home. And also there's an aspect of money. He's going to throw some energy towards you.
Wow.
That's going to really help you. It's going to really help you, Linda. You're going to sail through it.
Mm-hmm. And have I met the person that I'll be working with to do this project?
I don't have the feeling that you have. I think that's yet to come.
Which one comes first, the land or the relationship?
I'm not avoiding your question, but I feel they're really close together. You know, it's just like a big, fat blessing.
Uh-huh. And it's
kind of a rebirth for you, too.
Oh, yes, a real blessing, an answer
yes.
to a prayer. And
yes.
is Bill the person that I'm supposed to, you know, lean on and help me find
I love that name. That name deeply resonates.
Yeah, he's the earth helper, yet, you know, it's hard because he wants to be attached, and I can't do that because I know that he's not the one.
Yes, and you do know how to handle it, but he is, his role in your life is meant to be an assistance to you. And you're not doing anything wrong by allowing that to happen, because you're a real straight-up girl.
Yes, just drawing the line, staying steadfast with it, not being wishy-washy. Go ahead.
It's okay to rely on him. It really is.
Okay. Yeah, he keeps throwing dimes, Tim keeps sending dimes to him, you know, on the ground.
Mm-hmm. That is confirmation that money's coming your way. And he's going to be helping you with money specifically.
Well, hopefully money comes to Bill's way because he just got knocked down by the economy. He was a broker.
Oh, he's going to come back up. Bill is coming back up. He's going to rise to the surface.
Yeah. Now, are the water machines good for him to continue selling these water ionized water machines?
Yes. Water is the future.
It totally
water
is
a very big thing in the future. He's onto something there. And it may advance to something beyond that, but the concept of water, he is onto something.
Yeah, he's looking at a 20-acre piece of land right now for me today in close to Eugene, Oregon, and it was in a floodplain. I don't think I need to bite on that because you sleep at night if you think it might flood.
Yes, but that area looks good.
Yes, Eugene area looks good.
Yes, I like the area. It looks like you're in the ballpark. You just need to find the right piece.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, if you can pass it on to him, the concept of water.
Oh, absolutely.
Business in water is going to take him far, far ahead.
Oh, that water machine. Yeah, I'm thinking groundwater for growing food.
Mm-hmm.
So is this land going to be, you know, piggybacked or connected in any way to the Lost Valley Intentional Community? It's a school of learning permaculture.
Yes. Yes, it is, because when you were talking about the land and when you mentioned the area, I had a flash of a group connecting with it in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily that they live on the land or any particular formation, but there's a connection to a group of people there. And you're really into the ecology, and you're very connected to the mama, Earth.
Yes. Yes,
and
can't wait to kick off the shoes, you know?
Yeah. You're going to do some real good when you get to that location, too. It's going to not just be so beautiful for you to have, you're going to be delighted to share it with other people.
Mm-hmm. Now, would I be joining that intentional community or separate piece of property close by?
I feel like you're going to be separate but connected with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I got really good feelings about it.
Yeah, it's a good group. I don't know that you want to be exactly, you know, on the same property. I think your separate property is the best choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, run it past your own knowing.
Yes.
But I feel like your own property, and then you have this really beautiful connection with these people, though.
Yeah, bicycle distance from them, and it's 87
exactly.
acres, which they have. So,
and they're going to that community is going to be a very supportive thing for you.
Yes, really
and
well part, organized,
and part of your future.
Mm-hmm. Because 90%. Go ahead.
You're on your way.
Mm-hmm.
You're on your way.
90% of communities don't work, and I've done two of them, two 10-year projects in Hawaii, and it was not easy.
I know this. I understand that. And
so,
I feel that's one reason why you need your own space.
Yeah.
And that, you still maintain the connection, but you have control of your own space and your own land.
Right.
Is like the perfect combination and a good way for it to work.
Can you see how many acres?
I'm seeing at least 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could be more, but at least about around the number 10.
Is there a house on it?
I believe there is. And outbuildings. A house and outbuildings. That's what I see. Two outbuildings and a home.
Uh-huh. Rich black dirt.
Exactly.
That's what
smells
it
is. Fabulous.
That
the
and
earth
water.
Is. Yeah, girl. You're going to the future, Linda.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You're on schedule to go to the future. You're one of the ones.
Yes.
I'm so glad you called.
Me too.
Thanks for calling and call back and let me know what happens.
I shall. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, as I was, what was I saying? I got so interested in her adventure. I was saying that angels, that's where I was, we have a free will to explore, take risks, make mistakes, and have a wonderful experience here on this earth, including backups and U-turns, and all that's part of it, growing, expanding. However, isn't it so great to know that benevolent beings with loving intentions exist and can help us a great deal in a hectic modern world that is undergoing massive change? It's been said that angels throughout the world have inspired poets, artists, prophets, leaders, as well as everyday men and women. They're associated with the higher nature of nature itself, joy, beauty, fulfillment, laughter, and peace. They're about the business of healing humanity, redeeming lost faith, broken trust, and restoring innocence. But they only have wings mainly because we designed them that way. They don't need a physical form at all. You know, at some point, someone may have added wings to a painting of an angel because the beings are able to appear and move in an airborne fashion. It's a big shock, I know, but hey, the truth is, such beings appear as we wish to see them or as we imagine them to be. It's still real. Angels are neither male nor female. Gender doesn't apply to their realms. Angelic beings are of the stars in the heavens. They've never lived in Earth's time frame of existence. You know, I was saddened to once see a young POW on TV being taped as he was held by his captors. This was around the tragic time that the young American man was beheaded on tape. But looking at the young man's handsome face, I thought of his loved ones and his innocent youth. But I saw behind him a being of pink light extending the light all around the young man. That vision made a difference in my understanding because I realized that angelic beings are actually a vibrational emanation of pure divinity, beings of light energy that demonstrate unconditional love and are capable of remaining present with us even when we are in a situation of tragedy or what might be called sin. This light energy behind the young man was not merely a protector for him, but present as much for the prisoner as his captors. Angels are not about judgment, revenge, or aggression. They are pure in all ways and directly connected to divinity itself. They're also capable of assuming 3D form when needed. My friend had a plumbing problem one Christmas with a whole house accompany. The plumber she called had the appearance of a Hell's Angel. Angel, get it? While he was working with a plumbing issue, he chatted with her. And he kept repeating, "You just gotta pay attention. You gotta pay attention." And knowing my friend, she must have made him feel right at home, Christmas at her house. The words, "you got to pay attention," stood out in bold print for her. She received the words as a message regarding a project she loved but was struggling through obstacles with over and over again. Now, the next day, she passed a guy selling newspapers on the highway meridian. On a whim, she pulled up at the light, rolled down her window, and gave him all the change she had in the car. And the newspaper guy said, "Wait a minute, I'm going to pull a Bible verse for you." And he read, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, many have entertained angels without knowing it." My friend's Hell's Angel plumber had appeared with not only plumbing repair equipment, but a message to pay attention, which influenced her understanding of a project delay and obstacles and the timing of it all. I think we have a caller on the line. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Hi. Yes.
Hello.
It's Kelcat.
My name is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
How
are
you?
Where are you calling from?
From Indiana.
Indiana. What can I do for you?
Well, I had a request of you.
Okay.
I have kind of a statement, but I found some wonderful guests for your show, and I was wondering if you might be interested.
Well, who is the guest?
Well, I was wondering if you want to write this down real quick.
I am. I've got a pen.
Okay. I'll just give you there two websites.
Okay.
And you can contact them, and they are channelers.
Okay.
And I thought you might be interested in that.
I'll check it out.
Okay. The first one is www.thewonders.
Okay.
It's all one word, the wonders.
Okay.
thewonders.com.
Okay, got it.
And that's one. And the other is www.christinasophia.com. It's Christina with a K. It's all one word. It's K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A S-O-P-H-I-A.com.
Okay.
Sophia.com. And
well,
these are wonderful guests for your show.
Well, thanks for the suggestion. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And you have a wonderful evening.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that's the story of the Hell's Angel plumber whose message was to pay attention. You just got to pay attention. Now, have you ever wondered if you entertained an angel without knowing it? Or could it be that you were unaware of appearing as an angel in someone's life? Recently, the hubby and I came upon a desperate woman in a store parking lot. She was asking for money for gas for her car, and I noticed people were turning away from her one after another. When she came toward us, I started to move away as well, but just then a memory flashed before me of my not-so-distant past life when I was broke, depressed, and scared with no one to help me. Now, I hardly ever think about it, but it was a real desperate time. I looked at my dear hubby, our hybrid car, my nice clothes, and my wallet, which was full of cash and credit cards. I decided to listen to her and to look in her eyes. She could have been me just a few years ago. She said, "I'm not a drug addict. I don't panhandle, but I'm almost out of gas. If you could loan me some money, I will send it back to you. And I'm going through this crazy thing with my husband," and she started to cry. Her eyes were big with fear of being alone in the world. You know, it's overwhelming to ask for help and be ignored. I decided that even if she was conning us, it did not matter. She asked for help. Something moved in my heart. I found myself putting my arms around her. I spoke some encouragement to her, and hubby gave her a wad of cash. She was moved with gratitude and wonder. I watched her walk to her old beat-up car with her 82-year-old dad slumped over asleep in the passenger seat. And I wondered if we appeared as angels to her. I certainly felt like an angel because I had loved her unconditionally. So in reality, angels are not actually located on fluffy clouds, and they're not playing harps next to God's throne, and you don't need anyone else to tell you what the angels are doing for you or saying about you, really. You have full access to angelic beings and many types of non-physical beings. Now, angelic beings often come into your presence with a fragrance of flowers or a breeze in a closed room, and if you're thinking an angel being is near you, it probably is. The full-on presence of an angel is unmistakable in its purity and high vibration. They help and direct us, but only if the soul is inclined to be helped or directed. They cannot and will not influence the will, but they do act upon human senses and imagination. Well, I can't believe the time. Tonight has certainly flown by, and we had a good talk about angels, but we did not get to the guides or the ETs, which are just as interesting. So I'll make another show that includes guides and ETs. If you guys are wondering how to make contact for yourself, as I've always said, begin with a journal and write down your questions, your ideas, and your prayers, and stick with it for a while because that helps establish the communication and the connection with the non-physical beings involved in your life. You know, the more you look at things, the more mysterious they seem to become. But like Fred Allen Wolf said, the real trick to life is not to be in the know, but to be in the mystery. Ponder that for a moment. I'm going to send you on out with a song from Mark Stanton Welch called, fittingly so, Pay Attention. Remember the plumber who said you just got to pay attention? Well, that's the ticket to connecting to interdimensional wisdom. There's nothing bigger than a tiny little moment, and there's nothing finer than you. Remember to connect and respect the connection in yourself. Pay attention, like the plumber said. Listen to the moment that's a tickle in you, because it's subtle. Give a listen. Hello. Hello, and bye for now.
I know the one within me is my ticket to the sky. Fly high, little child, high and true. Listen to the moment that's tickling you and pay attention. Give a listen. Hello. My inner eye watches, my outer eye blinks. The inner says quiet when I think, think, think. And why goes a chatter? My mind goes a truth. Listen to the moment that's a tickle in you. Pay attention,
pay attention.
Give a listen,
give a listen.
Hello,
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 hello.
There's nothing bigger than a tiny little moment. There's nothing finer than you. There's nothing fuller than the emptiness that comes from living true. My inner eye remembers, my outer forgets. My inner finds a heart like a jet, jet, jet. Fly high, sweet child, high and true. Listen to the moment that's tickling you.
Pay attention,
pay attention. Give a listen,
give a listen.
Hello,
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 hello.
There's nothing bigger than a tiny little moment. There's nothing finer than you. There's nothing fuller than the emptiness. It comes from living true.
It comes from living
Tallcat Conley, third-generation psychic medium with a full-time practice right here in the White Mountains. I believe spirituality is meant to be surprising, chaotic, joyful, and humorous. My workshops are designed to empower you, uplift you, and put you in the groove. For workshop information or to schedule a personal reading, just log on to Karen Tallcat with a K, Conley.com, because you know you've got the